So today's Daf Yomi is Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin Kiddushin 17. Today's Daf Yomi. On the bottom of 17b, the Gemara tells us that Rava says, "Amar Rava Dvar Torah Ovi Kochavim Yorish Esavim." Biblically speaking, an idolater will inherit his father. So therefore, the reason why we need to learn this law, I mean, it's not like the idolaters are coming to us and asking us their halachic questions, is because if a person sees an idolater die, you can't just go ahead and take his objects because it belongs to the idolater's child. Shenemar, as it states, v'chishevim konehu, as it states with respect to a Hebrew slave who sold to a guy, and he calculates with those with the one who acquired him, which means to say that specifically with one who acquired him, he needs to make this calculation. Olam yorshe konehu. But he doesn't calculate with the heirs of the one who acquired him. Mikal de Isle Yorshim. This proves us that in general, even though in the case of the idolater who acquires a Hebrew slave, there he doesn't get inherited by the heirs, but in general he does. And then the Gemara tells us another law. Ger Esaobe Kochavim Enomi Divrei Torah Omi Divrei Sofim. Biblically speaking, a convert would not inherit from his idolatrous father. Rabbinically speaking, we allow him to inherit. Because it says in the Mishnah, in Demai, Gerba Ovikochavim, Shayarshu Asavim Ovikochavim, that let's say there are two brothers, one converted and the other didn't. And their father's an idolater. So the convert and the idolater then inherit their father, Ger Yachol Omaro. He can say to his brother, the convert could say to his brother, who's an idolater, you take the idolatries from our father, and I'll take the money. And it's not considered like the Jew who converted is now benefiting from idolatry. And the reason is because we don't say that, biblically speaking, he automatically inherited it. It's just rabbinically that he inherits it. And so why do we allow them to do this? What's the reason if before they take into their possession, you allow the Jewish convert to say that I'll take the non-idolatrous aspects of the inheritance and you take the idolatry, is Kizera, who the other Rabbanan Shamayachzor Osuro, because we're concerned that the convert, if we're not going to let him inherit, he's going to perhaps be so upset about this or enticed by the money that he'll leave the faith. And so therefore, we see from here that we have to go out of our way to help the convert remain with his Jewish faith.